הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. I'm your host, אריאל. יש לנו כאן אורח מאוחד היום. He's actually a regular. יש לנו את ג'וש מהצוות שלנו, the one and only.
Hello. I'm also in a lot of the early episodes.
You're the main, one of the, let's say, co-hosts for the main episodes in the beginning. אם תלכו אחורה, תראו את הפרקים, ג'וש בעצם עבר על כל הדברים שהם ממש מה-ABC, עד רוב הדקדוק. I think we covered a lot of interesting topics, הרבה שיחות מעניינות.
Oh yeah.
ואנחנו ננסה לשלב קצת עברית ואנגלית היום. הפודקאסט יהיה בעיקר באנגלית. אנחנו נקרא לפרק של היום, Fulfilling Your Dreams. הוא להגשים את החלום, אוקיי? בעיקר, חלק מהחלום שלכם אולי כרגע לדבר אנגלית, אתם מזינים ללמוד אנגלית, אנחנו גם נדבר על זה קצת, וגם נדבר על להגשים חלומות באופן כללי, ומה נדרש, ואם זה כל כך, אם זה הדבר הכי טוב, the way people imagine it, to actually fulfill the dream.
Yeah.
What is your dream, Josh?
My dream? I'm living my dream.
You're living your dream?
Yeah. Just to be happy, teach, have a fulfilling job, which I love my job, can't say it enough. I have two wonderful cats. I have a lovely apartment. I can't really ask for much more. I suppose maybe we could have peace in the Middle East, come to an agreement with our neighbors and live happily ever after. But other than that.
That is a תשובה מאוד מרגשת. One of the most honest and beautiful answers we've ever seen. Because someone who's able to view that life that way is very fulfilling. It means you're living a fulfilling life at the moment.
Given the context, you know, everything is put into perspective when there's a war going on.
Definitely. מאוד מאוד נכון. אני גם מרגיש שזה, I feel it a lot.
Yeah.
That the war, you hear bad news all the time. You hear the bad things that people are happening to people. וזה מאוד מאוד משפיע. כאילו, היום החלומות שלנו נראה לי השתנו למקום של לחיות בביטחון, לחיות בשמחה, and everyone with their own, you know, bubble of what they're dealing with, well, everyone has problems.
Yeah.
It's just the way you deal with them. And if we take it in comparison to what's happening, I mean, that's pretty crazy. All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about some of the journeys that we experience here, okay? Let's say, what tips do you have for people that come in and want to fulfill their dream to speak English well? Because some people say, תשמע, זה גדר חלום בשבילי. I don't think it's possible. What I encounter a lot, what I see a lot from, let's say, מצד השירות, from the service side, is a lot of people they see other people at work speaking English well, and they think that these guys have special powers, or they're super talented, or how did they do it? They immediately have חוסר ביטחון, lack of confidence.
And FOMO.
And FOMO. What is FOMO?
Fear of missing out. You feel like you're not with the it group. You're not part of the cool group or the people that can do something.
Exactly. You don't feel that you're part of the talented group. And unfortunately, העולם העסקים, the business world is pretty brutal. Sometimes they overlook people for promotions or job interviews. I mean, if there's two people for the same position, they're going to take the one who speaks English better.
Yeah.
What tips do you have? Like, what do you suggest? What do you experience that you think to give the people the ביטחון? מה אתה עושה כדי לתת לאנשים את הביטחון לדבר?
Well, of course, every student is different. When I'm assessing a student within the first, you know, 10, 15, 20, and sometimes 30 minutes of meeting them, the thing that I'm looking for is, first of all, their ability to speak, understand, you know, the use of grammar, deep-duke in certain ways, but overall, to actually see them as a person, right? How comfortable are they talking in Hebrew? How confident are they as a person, right? Because there are many factors that go into confidence, right? So I ask a student, most of my students, this question, which is in Hebrew, right? I ask this in Hebrew, if you were at a bar and you were alone, would it be hard for you to start a conversation with someone or easy? And this is all in Hebrew. Rak b'ivri, malachta b'tel aviv, shavta b'bar, yelcha kashe, latchil ledaber im mishu, o yelcha b'kalut, yavo b'kalut. And most people, you know, will actually say, oh, it's easy, right? So therefore we know.
Most will say that?
Yeah, in my experience, I think people that, you know, have already signed up for a lesson and have come that far, you know, to an extent, their own confidence with their own linguistic ability, their ability to speak Hebrew, at least.
But it's not just linguistic. There's a lot of things.
But the thing is, that as far as the factor, one of the big factors that I immediately either factor in, consider, or factor out is does this person have an overall issue with confidence in general, right? And usually I see that with people who are not in the job market, people that are between jobs, people that are, you know, maybe going through other personal things that they don't want to share, but it's clear that there are other things going on. External factors usually make it very hard for someone to learn or be in the right mindset to learn. So,
and you see that sometimes because I'm sure that some people listen to us now. There are thousands of people listen to us now. Okay.
Hello.
Hello לכולכם, ותודה שאתם מזינים לנו כולם. אבל הפודקאסט שלנו היום הוא מאוד 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 פופולרי. And so literally, maybe a few thousand people listen to this episode now. And I'm sure statistically, okay, the many of these people don't even have the confidence to pick up the phone and call us or write us or let us know and take that step to learn one-on-one באופן פרטי, to do a private one-on-one. That's what we do, okay, זה מה שאנחנו עושים. So a lot of people don't even have the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
Have you experienced some people who have come in and been really lacking confidence and how they dealt with it? How do you overcome it as a teacher?
So like I said before, actually, in our earlier conversation, when I spoke about perspective, it's very important to offer perspective to people, right? I never want to lie to a student and tell them something that isn't true. I would never tell a student if a student comes to me and doesn't know how to read the ABCs and asks if he'll be able to speak fluently
at the end of the course.
I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Of course
not. But I'll tell them that we will absolutely get you to a higher level than where you are. We will give you confidence and the tools to push yourself forward. Absolutely.
Yeah, good, of course. That is another question. Just remind me. We'll come back to this. Okay. Yeah. But that is one of the common questions of students of all levels. My Italian course, because our course is short. It's 10 weeks. It's less than a week. One-on-one private lesson, all work in between. How far is it going to get me? Is it going to get me speaking English fluently? We'll come back to it. Okay. And this is an important question. Let's first deal with the lack of confidence. Okay.
Well, so the lack, so basically that's the thing is there's only, you know, a real way to deal with building confidence, and a factor of that is time, right? It's actually, time is a factor, right? Just like when you go to the gym and work out, you know, if you work out every day for a week, you're not going to see that many results that quickly, right? You need to go consistently, and over time, you will improve.
But I think that what time delivers? Time delivers knowledge, and time delivers
time in addition to the assignments that are given and the directions that are given, but from the teacher, right? So a student that comes, so for again, I'll explain. There's sometimes, very rarely, but in the past, there used to be, you know, you would get the type of student that would come in, and you know, there's clearly a lot of things going on in their life. It's kind of messy, right? They're all over the place, disorganized, and they have the mindset that if they just show up and come to the class and do the homework once a week, that'll be enough. And that's not how it works, right? So in those situations, people's confidence even gets worse, right? Because as a teacher, I can only offer what I can during the lesson and then the homework, right? As well as additional help if a student asks, sends a message and something. But students that are low confidence or that are disorganized overall tend to kind of fall into the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? A self-fulfilling prophecy. How would you say that in Hebrew, actually?
זה בעצם נבואה שמגשימה את עצמה.
Yeah. And so basically it's the idea that if you think you can't do it, or you don't you're not in the right mindset to do it, you're not going to be able to, right? You actually have to want it. You have to be able to commit time to things. And, you know, when a student comes to me and they have a lack of confidence, but it's clear that they're committing time and putting effort into things, then it's really on me, on my part, to put it into perspective for them, right? And how do we do that? By actually using their knowledge and using the confidence, enforcing it, right?
Okay.
Actually doing speaking drills. We've spoken about how they work before, where it's
wait, I'm going to stop you. Okay, מה שג'וש מדבר כרגע על speaking drills שלנו, ומה אנחנו עושים, יש שני פרקים that we did. One was with Josh. It's called The Only Way to Learn Spoken English, an amazing podcast. There's another one which is called אני מבין אנגלית אבל קשה לי לדבר. This is another one which I actually interviewed Kayla from our team.
Yeah.
She's a Spanish teacher. She explained a little bit about, in detail, about the speaking drills, what they give. Okay. Okay, so you're saying that ברגש בן אדם, I'm just going to summarize in Hebrew. אתה אומר בעצם בן אדם שמגיע וקשה לו, יש לו חוסר ביטחון כללי, נקרא לזה. אם אתה רואה שהוא בא והוא אומר, טוב, העיקר שאני מגיע, אוקיי, בלי לעשות את המאמץ הדרוש, או לבוא עם רצון לפחות מעצמו, אז הוא בעצם יקשים נבואה עצמית.
כן.
אוקיי, אבל ברגע שבן אדם לא, לא שום קשר לחוסר ביטחון שלו, he comes in with the mindset, הוא נושא את המאמץ, הוא שמה, beyond just showing up, so his confidence, we do everything we can, you have the tools to basically help him with the confidence, mm-hmm. and also to push him forward and see a major result in the learning.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, okay. So let's go back one second to a question we raised before and just talk about it a little bit. And I'll tell you what I see from our side as well, and then you can share maybe your perspective.
Absolutely.
בתלמידים שואלים, okay, מה הקורס ייתן לי? זאת אומרת, מה אני אראה בסוף הקורס? I'm sure you get that a lot, even in your first meeting.
Yeah.
I want to share this with the listeners. It's important because I get asked that question a lot. And
we should just clip this.
Clip this. It's an important clip. A lot of people are asking, okay, what are the 10 weeks to give me? You give me a short week per day, one-on-one. You give me a short week at home, a short week between each short week. That's prepared by the teacher, לפי מה שלמדנו, לפי הקושי, ולפי הכנה לשיעור הבא, וגם איזה חומרים שצריכים, אם יש תוספת של דברים עסקיים, או דברים שהם כבר קשורים להתאמה אישית. אז מה זה ייתן לי? מה אני אמור לצפות? מה, אני אדבר אנגלית שפתם בסוף? לאן אני אגיע בסוף הקורס? כמה אני אגיע? אז אני רוצה להגיד לכם שני דברים. דבר אחד, יש פרמטר אחד, one, unknown parameter. That is the student's learning pace.
Yeah.
You know, that's a fact. We don't know the student's learning pace, and this varies like the weather.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really depend on your intelligence, but there's a learning pace. Let's say every human has a learning pace, which is individual for them.
Yeah.
So since we don't know the learning pace, it's a very, very thin line. זה חבל דק מאוד. בין לגרום לבינם להרגיש מתוסכל, to feel like, okay, this is too difficult, this is too much of a mountain to climb.
Yeah.
זה קשה מדי בשבילי, אני מתוסכל, אני לא מבין שום דבר.
Yeah.
אני, אנגלית זה לא בשבילי, אין את הכישרון ללמוד אנגלית, אני לא יכול. בין בעצם, לעבוד לפי סרגל מאמצים, מאוד מדויק של התלמיד. זאת אומרת, to work, you're gonna sweat,
yeah.
you're gonna work hard, you're gonna think, we know how to make you guys think. But in order to use the maximize your let's say your learning pace, to work at your maximum learning pace, that will be the quickest way, end of the day, to see a result for you because we're learning one-on-one.
Yeah. I like to think about it. I'm not sure. Maybe you know, because you know a lot about math, actually. Okay. So maybe you can let me and the readers know. But what is it when you have an equation where it starts up? I think the term is exponential, where you start off with a very small number and it increases by X amount. And every time it increases, and it's at first you don't see that much of a increase, but then all of a sudden it jumps very, very high. You get this giant, not bell curve.
Yes, like
is that the term?
It's exponential.
Yes,
and it's like saying when you add saying in increments. אם אתם מכפילים משהו פעם אחת ועוד פעם ועוד פעם ועוד פעם ועוד פעם, eventually when you מכפיל את זה בפעם רביעית או חמישית, the difference between
that are much bigger. Yeah, they're much bigger. That's okay. What I'm trying to say is that. Part of building confidence is also making progress, right? So after the first lesson, you may not have a lot of confidence, but you've made progress. So by the time you come to the second lesson, if you've done the homework and have followed the instructions, you know, as is explained, and if you ask questions, like I always tell my students, please ask questions on the off hours. You can always message the business phone, you know, then by the second lesson, we'll have a new place to launch from. And by the third lesson, you will already see visible differences and visible improvement, and with that comes, you know, confidence.
That's an amazing response, and I just want to share this with the listeners. אני ראיתי אותך בהרבה מצבים, גם מצבי לחץ.
Yeah.
When you do something corporate as well, משהו עסקי, כשג'וש גם לימד בכל מיני חברות בינלאומיות גדולות. So I've seen him במצב שאני הייתי די לחוץ to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
and וראיתי אותו מתמודד עם זה, והוא בן אדם שיודע להעביר. Like if I was learning with you, I mean, you instill self-confidence. I think you have the right approach to deliver things. I don't think confidence with the student would be an issue for the student with you, because you have a confidence to you which is more or less natural.
I try to be nonchalant.
And even, yeah, nonchalant, but I would say that even with your lack of confidence, you still manage to deal with a situation where you feel it.
Yeah.
You still go for it. And that is a big, it's an amazing thing.
Thank you.
Okay. אז מה שאני רוצה להגיד לכם, כשאתם שואלים את עצמכם, okay, עכשיו אני נכנס, אני רוצה להגשים את החלום. I want to fulfill the dream. אין בעיה. אתה תגשים את החלום. בטוח. למה? כי אתה רוצה להגשים אותו. Because you want to fulfill the dream. Whoever wants to fulfill the dream, for my life experience, if I really wanted something, normally I would get it as long as it's realistic. And learning a language is very realistic because at the end of the day, it's a communicative skill. You don't require to be an Einstein here in order to be able to pick up English.
There's no secret club of people where everyone gets to wear black and looks cool and it's only English speakers allowed. That doesn't exist from what I understand. So you're not missing out on that.
Okay. And so definitely have the belief that you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, because that is doable. Now, to answer the question, מה אתם, כמה רחוק אתם תגיעו? And I can tell you like this. זה התשובה שאני נותן לכולם. And I think that is more or less, I think you'll agree with me, but I want to hear your perspective.
All right.
What I tell all our students is that we will do the maximum that we can do to take you as far as you can. And that's why we split our programs into short programs and not to try to make you a lifetime program. Okay. A lot of other services and schools offer a very long-term program. It's against our ethos because end of the day, we have had some students on multiple levels who managed to reach the objectives in one course. People have different objectives. Some people want to use it for Nisyan Echol. Some people want to use it for business. Some people want to use it to read Shakespeare. So then that's pretty in depth.
Yeah.
How is your Shakespeare, by the way?
You know, I'm actually not a fan of Shakespeare.
No?
I think that he's had a wonderful influence on the literary world as well as the overall cultural zeitgeist and everything. But Shakespeare himself, I'm not a fan of.
I think he's
done a lot of things, a lot of great things. But his work, the actual work itself, in its plain form, I don't enjoy it.
Okay.
It's great. I recognize it for what it is. It just doesn't resonate with me.
Do you have a Shakespeare story that you would say that you enjoy particularly, that you enjoyed?
Well, there's, I think, maybe a Hamlet or Romeo and Juliet. But those are just like, it's more, I think, those opinions were formed when I was in middle school, when I was like a lot more of an angry teenager.
Macbeth, did you get a chance to read Macbeth?
I didn't care for Macbeth too much.
You didn't care for Macbeth?
No, I didn't think so.
Okay. So just off topic. Sorry about it. We're going to speak about a few things today because one is about fulfilling the dream.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you guys about my personal experience about fulfilling the dream. Lakshim Tachalon. It doesn't mean anything. That's my opinion. I want to hear your thoughts about this. Okay. I'm telling you my dreams.
Yeah.
It does. Fulfilling the dream doesn't mean anything if you didn't go through a journey and I would say I'm going to go even further. And you didn't enjoy the journey, okay? I've had many times where I've had certain things come into my life and I say, wow, this is like one of my dreams, okay? But if I didn't really go through an effort or process, I appreciate it a lot less. Whereas other times, I actually went through a very difficult process or a journey. And even though I sometimes fell short of my dream, okay, I still made the progress no one could take away from me.
No.
But I still appreciate it more than even the fulfillment itself. The fame, you need to enjoy the way, the process. And that is the most important thing, I think, that you're trying to do.
Actually, that's a great way of talking about it. I have noticed something, and this is more of kind of an observation. I can't say that it's objective, but this is what I've observed, is that I do have some students, you said before, that we're not trying to keep you. We're trying to teach you and then let you be on your way. And if you'd like to continue working with me, then you're absolutely welcome. There's always more we can talk about, right? But I want to provide you the most value that I can in the first 10 lessons. And after that, if you want to continue to talk and practice, I'd love to, right? But it seems to me that some of the students that, you know, sign on for a second time, that confidence kind of comes like subliminally for them, right? They don't really like fully realize it. They're more so enjoying the lesson. And I have students, it's interesting that
you have, but you have students that actually been learning with you. They might be listening to this now. They've been learning with you for
4 years.
Yeah, for 4 years. You literally have a few students phenomenalit.
Well, it's the best, sorry for cutting you off, but the thing is that, so talk about immersion and confidence, is that I create such a personal connection with these people that, you know, you really can actually boost their confidence. Your compliments mean a lot more, right, when they actually hear it from you, because you've created that, you've established that relationship with them, that connection. So, you know, and that's the thing, is these people don't realize their confidence increases either. They think, oh, they'll say, oh, it's because it's you and I like you. But then I have students that, I had another student that was in America recently in New York. And, you know, before he said, well, you know, I'm comfortable around you and we like to schmooze. He likes to make jokes and stuff. And so we joke around a little bit. And he got back from his trip and he said, wow, I felt so confident talking to people I didn't know. Right. And this
person, wow, that's amazing.
So I was very proud of him. Right. And that is a step too. Right. If you have one language partner, you know, you still may not fix your confidence overall outside of that. Right. But I think it does help.
Definitely. Part of the immersion. Firstly, it's an amazing, it's always the most fulfilling thing to hear from someone. I think this is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this is why we wake up. This is at least why I wake up in the morning. I think to give people value, to inspire people. And במיוחד, I think הכלי חיוני כמו אנגלית או כל שפה זרה. I think that אם אנחנו יכולים לתת ערך לאנשים, and this is also the purpose of our podcast, יש לנו עוד פרקים אחרים שאנחנו נכנסים ממש ללימוד ולימוד דקדוקי וכל מיני דברים.
Check out the first podcast.
אז יש לנו עוד כל מיני דברים שהם מאוד מאוד טכניים גם, שהם מאוד נחמדים, ולכל הרמות ממש. I think we've covered almost every single topic on the planet, and we will keep on going because you know what? The world keeps dropping new topics.
Yeah. The world keeps dropping new surprises.
New surprises. And I don't think there was really like a time frame, where there's so many surprises. I mean, how many surprises can the world take?
Every time I go on Telegram,
you get a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Oh, what someone said, what someone did.
I'd rather not say here. But,
yeah, of course. One of the things that thing that many people are watching their dreams is getting caught in a sort of a rut. A rut is a סוג של חור, נקרא לזה, or ball, where they are inside their routine and there's something very unhealthy in their routine.
Stuck in a rut.
I'll tell you one thing that really I think is lately been taking up a lot of my time and is worrying because I'm not that young to be stuck in a new generational app. Mm. But I think that TikTok's taking about 20 minutes of my day.
Mm.
30 minutes of my day, and I can literally feel AI keeping me on it more and more and more and more.
Draining me,
and it's coming up with topics which really interest me, and like short videos, I'm like, oh, that's amazing, one more, one more. Then I end up sucking out my time, and then I end up feeling, I work extremely hard, but then I need to spend time with my family and do other stuff, you know, try to keep a bit of a diet,
yeah,
which isn't really helping, but try to live a life, do a bit of sport. And I try, and then I end up being in a rut, in a situation. That's how I feel. How do you feel? I want to hear from you. I feel personally that I just don't have time to like take a walk. I know you do runs.
Yeah.
And I know you take a little bit of time for yourself.
Try to, yeah.
How do you feel that you're desperately short on time, or do you feel comfortable with time?
Well, for me, it's very seasonal. I think that in the winter, when things are colder, the sun goes down. We're just more static. We don't really move as much. That's how I've been the past, you know, past
couple. I'm not talking about weight. I want to rephrase the question because we're short on time.
Yeah.
The producer here is freaking out. We've got literally a few minutes. What I want to do is just ask you, like, forget the seasonal.
Yeah.
Do you feel short on time, Jerry? Do you feel time pressured? I see you don't carry a watch. That's the first thing, which is important. But do you feel pressured by time?
You know, I think to an extent, yes, but more so with due dates in the day to day. And I think relating to, you know, YouTube shorts and TikTok, there's something time freezing, something like lulling. It's almost like a satla or a buzz that you get when you finish a task that you need to get done. And then you kind of sit back and you pick up your phone and you know that you're going to see TikTok. You get kind of this like feeling. It's like it's the equivalent of like maybe a cigarette break or something, where it's like this relief and like I'm going to get this instant dopamine, right? And I think that is very, very hypnotizing.
It's so dangerous though. It's something which didn't exist for humanity. It's absolutely new.
Yeah.
And with the way the world's going right now, I don't think the effect has been positive.
Well,
in my opinion, but
we're going to see. I think that, you know, and it's not going to stay this way. It's either going to evolve and be more intense, or it's going to be no more. I think it'll be more so evolve and be more intense. But
whether the Apple Vision Pro, people walk around like aliens with the goggles on. I don't know, man.
Well, there's the meme of, you know, when you're talking to someone, if you want them to pay attention, you get a mini game on a cell phone and you hold it below yourself. So when they're talking to you, they can see kind of like a little man running around, right? That's like a joke thing to get people to pay attention. And it actually, people like do that ironically when they're talking.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right. So, Ani, let's wrap this one up for today.
Yeah.
I just want to tell our listeners, whatever your dreams are, I strive to be in Josh's position, which is feel like I'm living the dream fully to an extent. And I am. I'm trying to. And that is the most beautiful. Honestly, that is like a life-changing perspective, dude. Mm. When you can live with that perspective, and I think a lot of the 7th of October and a lot of things around have caused people to really wake up and say, wow, I'm alive. Let's start with that. Yeah. Okay. Everything else is doable. Let's start with that. I'm alive. I'm healthy. Everything else is a bonus. I really enjoyed this podcast. Enjoyed spending some time with you, Josh. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Hef, for having me.
Of course. And hopefully you'll be back for a lot more with sharing some insights. And you're an interesting guy, smart guy, intelligent guy. And a real asset to anybody who's listening to you or to your amazing students.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. As a shout out to all of Josh's students who may be listening to this. I'm sure you guys are really connected to an amazing person. תודה רבה לכם שהזנתם לנו היום. אני מקווה שנהניתם מהפרק הזה. תגשימו את החלומות שלכם. הכל אפשרי. Everything is possible. All you have to do is put in the effort, which is never easy, but it's doable. Yeah. You should do it. And believe. That's all it entails. תודה רבה. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.